Hey guys, welcome to episode 5 of Green Living with Connie, a podcast about sustainable living. My name's Connie Cow. I'm a Melbourne-based content creator at connieandluna.com, and I love learning about permaculture, zero waste living, self-sufficiency, and sustainability. And so I created this podcast to share with you little insights and tips on these topics and how to create new habits for a greener home and kinder future for our planet. So firstly, guys, so sorry that this episode is late. I've got a few things on my plate at the moment, and actually I'm currently studying full-time at the moment, and so I had a heap of assessments due in the past few weeks, which meant I didn't have time to record this episode. But I've got the bulk of it done-ish, and so I found a spare morning today to work on this episode. For this episode, I thought we'd chat gardening. As you may or may not know, I'm really passionate about gardening, growing my own food, and creating a more sustainable home, so much so that I actually started doing my diploma right now on sustainable living. It's kind of environmental science, social science based, and the study bug kind of started last year when I got my PDC, which is a permaculture design certificate, something I've been wanting to do for years. Anyway, I'm going a bit off topic. Today, I wanted to share with you guys some suggestions of some easy-to-grow veggies and plants that you can grow at home this summer. And just an FYI before we begin, that I'm in Melbourne, Australia, which has a mild temperate climate. So this means that we have mild to cool winters with low humidity and hot, moderately humid summers. So my recommendations for these things are better for people who live in my region and have a similar climate, and not so good for people who live in Darwin, Brisbane, or places that are more humid and tropical. When it comes to beginning a veggie garden or kitchen garden, my personal preference is to start with items that are easy to grow so that you can find the confidence in what you're doing and keep going. So my suggestions today are perfect for beginners and will hopefully give you some confidence to grow your own food season after season. So first up, cucumbers. Cucumber plants are fast growing and easy to care for. You can start them out as seeds, or better, just go and buy some seedlings from the nursery to get a head start. If you can, plant your cucumber plants somewhere where you can trail them over an arch or some sort of vertical structure or trellis, as cucumbers grow like vines. Make sure you give your cucumber plants plenty of sun and water, and it will produce prolifically come summertime. If you have too many cucumbers for yourself and not enough neighbors to help you eat your produce, you can also pickle them to extend their life. Number 2, cherry tomatoes. I love growing tomatoes as they grow so bloody fast. My favorite type of tomato to grow are cherry tomatoes, and I love recommending this to a beginner as the idea of growing a smaller tomato over a larger one definitely feels a lot less daunting. Like cucumbers, cherry tomatoes also grow in a vine-like fashion, so do try to plant it somewhere where you can support its vertical growth. So you can either grow it up an arch or vertical trellis, or you can pick up something like a tomato cage, which is like an upright support with rings around it that will support your tomato to grow in a bushy kind of fashion. Cherry tomatoes tend to produce lots of offshoots on all of their stems, which I recommend cutting off so that you only have a few main stems or even just one main stem per plant. This way, you can keep your tomato plant more neat and tidy. As the plant starts to grow tall and fruit, you can remove some of the bottom leaves or excess leaves to promote airflow throughout the plant and give the plant more energy to focus on growing the fruit. You can start tomatoes off as seeds or pick up a seedling. If you're a beginner, I highly recommend starting from seeds for a confidence booster. You might find the caterpillars love calling your tomato plants home, so do keep an eye out and remove them anytime you see them. Rats and possums will also love your ripe fruit, so make sure you pick your tomatoes as soon as they're ripe and beat them to it, or else they'll probably get the lion's share. Or net your fruit or plant. Number 3, spring onion. This is hands down the easiest thing to grow. To grow spring onion, just buy a bunch from the supermarket or local Asian grocer with the roots attached. When you go home, cut the shoots off, leaving just the bottom white stem with the roots. Stick these in soil, and within a few days, you'll see new green shoots sprouting from the plant. It's as easy as that, and you'll never have to buy spring onion again. Number 4, zucchini. Zucchini is another fast-growing summer veggie which produces prolifically. I'm talking a new zucchini every couple of days. With zucchini, you can start by seed or seedling, but again, for a beginner, I recommend just picking up a seedling or two, as you only really need a couple of plants max. Make sure when you plant your zucchini plant that you give it plenty of space, say a 50 centimeter radius around the plant. That tiny seedling you're planting is about to get really big really fast. Once your plant starts producing, I recommend harvesting your zucchinis around the same size as what you would find at the supermarket. However, it is a bit of a novelty to leave them growing for longer as they get absolutely huge. But the huge ones have really big seeds which kind of get in the way, so for eating it's probably better to have them a bit smaller. The other amazing thing about zucchinis is that even if you have too many, you can still cut them off when they're around 5 centimeters with their flowers attached and cook them as baby zucchini flowers. You can Google zucchini flowers to find some recipe ideas for using zucchinis in that stage. Towards the end of the season, you might find your zucchini plant will start getting large white patches on its leaves. This is probably powdery mildew and is super, super common with zucchini plants. You can treat this with a milky spray or other treatments. However, I usually just remove the affected leaves and let the plant keep going, as when powdery mildew attacks, the season is usually at its end anyway. Number 5, and the last thing that I'm going to recommend, is summer herbs. Herbs are often so expensive to buy at the supermarket, but quite easy to grow at home. So I definitely recommend getting in a small herb garden full of your favorite herbs. Some great summer options that are easy to plant include sweet basil, mint, oregano, rosemary, lemon balm, sage, thyme. Well, in fact, I don't think I've ever come across a herb that's hard to keep alive. For herbs, it's easy to just buy a seedling and plant it, because for most herbs, you'll probably only need one or two plants as they grow quite large and bushy. However, if you like sweet basil like me, then you might want to plant 4 to 8 seedlings, because sweet basil is probably the exception and one of the smaller growing herbs. Whereas other herbs like mint grow really, really big, really fast, and in an almost weed-like fashion. So putting herbs like mint in a pot is actually a great idea. One more tip, keep your herb garden close to your kitchen, and that way you'll easily have your herbs within reach. So happy gardening, everyone. If you want more gardening tips, like how to build your own raised veggie bed, net your garden, plant fruit trees in containers, how to start a balcony garden, then head to my website, connieandluna.com, to find out more. Thanks so much for listening, and I can't wait to see what you guys plant in your summer garden.